Good morning. Around yesterday morning, I realized that my voice was going. So Scott told me I wasn't allowed to talk for the rest of the day yesterday to try and save as much of my voice as I could for this morning. So bear with me, and I'm sorry about the very scratchy voice that I have while delivering this. I got to get used to this mic. The message that I have this morning is about the community of the church, the community of you guys, of the Church Universal. And it's also about myself and my walk with Christ and my call into ministry. My walk, wow, this thing's falling. My walk started when I was very young in a small church in Tennessee. I say a small church, you know, we had a youth group that had about 120 kids in it. I started with the youth program, with the children's program there at the age of 3. And they were a village that raised the child. They were a community that nurtured us, that worked with us. They loved all of the children that were there. My sophomore year in high school, I left that village and came to St. Tammany Parish to live with my mom and stepdad. And unfortunately, I was way too much into sports, friends, and other things to find another community such as the one that I left. So I spent my last 3 years of high school having a great time playing football, wrestling, doing other things, and going to the church. And then I went off to college. And my first semester of college wasn't the greatest in the world, as some people said, and I ended up going back home. But I didn't go back home to St. Tammany Parish. I went back home to my dad's house in Tennessee. And my father was still involved with the Wednesday night programs of that church. So on Wednesday night, either I had to learn to cook as a 19-year-old, or I went to the church to eat. It was $2. It was cheap. So I showed back up at church, and I showed back up at that community, the village that helped raise the child. And instead of sitting over at the youth tables or the children's tables, I sat at the adult tables. Some of the people I was sitting with were twice my age, but those people were also my Sunday school teachers, my Bible study teachers. One of them, Paul Green, taught me karate at the church. These were my mentors. So, in a way, you can say that my stomach brought me back to the church because it was the food that got me there. But the Lord works in mysterious ways. So he had my belly bring me back into the church. And after about 3 weeks, the youth director came over and grabbed me. Now, I didn't know this youth director. He didn't know me. He wasn't there when I was there. And he asked me to come do some stuff with the youth on Wednesday nights. So I figured I was already there. I'd eaten dinner. I might as well go do something. And throughout that entire spring semester, I worked with the high school youth and with this youth director. And during that summer, he offered me an internship to work with his junior high. Now, I did not realize when I said yes that that meant run the junior high program for him. But it worked out. So I spent my summer working with these junior high kids. And I fell in love with ministry. I fell in love with youth. And I found a deeper relationship with God than I thought I could have had. I went off to Louisiana Tech. Back to Louisiana I come. Got very involved in the Wesley Foundation. Stayed very connected to the church. Even took a job for about 2 years as a youth minister. Went through this time talking with different pastors, campus ministers, and other people that are in ministry, discerning what I needed to do, where I should go next. And what I discovered was I probably needed to go to seminary. So I visited a few seminaries, talked to different pastors from different seminaries, trying to find out where should I go. You know, I'm 22 years old. What seminary should I go to? And at 23, when I graduated, I moved to Kentucky to go to Asbury Seminary. At the same time, my wife was going to get her nursing degree. So my wife went and enrolled at school to get her nursing degree. But by the time she had finished it, I had gotten mad at the church. And I decided that I wasn't going to be a part of the organized church. And in a way, I turned my back on God. I turned my back on the calling that He had given me in my life. For 5 years, I lived in Louisville. I picked up an accounting degree. I worked in IT. And it's one of those things, I said I turned my back on God, and so people expect, okay, what are all the horrible things that happened in my life? Nothing horrible happened in my life. Erica and I had a wonderful time in Louisville. We grew stronger in our relationship with each other. We had good careers. We had a good time. But there was something missing. I think during the time we were up there, we went to church 3, maybe 4 times. And every time I walked through the doors of the church, I was reminded of this call. So I'd turn around and I would leave. Katrina hits. And unlike a lot of people who wanted to move away from the area, my wife, who was born over in Tarrytown, told me she had to come back home. She had to come back to her home that was devastated. So we both started looking for jobs down in this area to return to this area. I found a job over in Gulfport. She was a nurse. She could pretty much find a job anywhere as long as there was a hospital. And we started trying to have children. This was a long process for us. After 4 years of trying to have children, we figured there was no way for us to do this on our own. So we went and sought help. And after a little bit of trying and a lot of money, we ended up with our daughter, Rosalyn. And before she was born, Erica and I discussed it, and we realized we weren't a community among ourselves. We could not raise this child to be a proper follower of Christ by ourselves. And in that, we realized that we weren't following Christ either. We weren't worshiping anymore. We weren't going to church. So we went and we found a church because of my daughter. 2 months, maybe three, I can't remember how long, after we came to this church, because of my daughter, it was announced that they needed to start a youth ministry, and they needed help. Announced from the pulpit. So I grabbed all my youth resources that I had, packed them up into a duffel bag, and went by to the meeting to drop them off and tell them good luck. We came out of that meeting. For some reason, I was one of the directors of the youth program. I'd be running all of their Bible studies. I don't know how I got cornered into that. It just happened. And for 9 months, myself and another couple developed this youth program. And I realized one day, I'd stepped back into this call that God gave me. I'd stepped back into my call to work for the church. But my attempts to run don't end there. The Gulf oil spill happened in April 20th, 2010. I worked in an industry that supported a lot of the people working out there, so I was working 12 to 14 hour days, 7 days a week for 2.5 months. I was no longer going to church because I was at work. I was no longer involved with the youth group because I was at work. During that time, our pastor itinerated. We got a new pastor who didn't know me. And I realized I can just walk away. I've got a great job. There's no reason for me to throw all that away. But remember, I talked to you about the community, the village, because that doesn't stop when you're a kid. My first Sunday back from the oil spill was finally off. I went to church, and I had people come up to me and say, "Hey, are you coming to youth tonight?" I had adults call me and beg me to come to youth that night. I had somebody come by my house and pick me up and drag me to that youth meeting. It takes a village. Sometimes it takes a village to make you face your call. It was almost another year before it was Memorial Day weekend. I took the pulpit at that church for the first time. And I preached my call like I am today. And I ended it with announcing to the church my desire to go into full-time ministry, to vocational ministry. The next day, well, Tuesday, because Monday everybody was off, I walked into work and was laid off. Because the only thing holding me back, and I stated it in the sermon, is I had a really good job. So to go into full-time ministry, I'd have to go off to school. I'd have to let go of that job. That got taken care of. So I went off to seminary. I told you all it was very difficult for me to, for Erica and I to have a child. The first week we were at seminary, we got pregnant again. We didn't know that could happen. We were so surprised. We had decided that if the child was a boy, we were going to name it Isaac. Because when Erica found out she was pregnant, she laughed. I graduated seminary, and God sent me here to Aldersgate, to this community. Although I went to seminary and learned a lot of theology, seminary did not teach me how to be a pastor. It didn't teach me how to work with the church. God sent me here for me to minister to you all, but for you all to teach me what it is to be in vocational ministry. God called me here for Reverend Tracy to work with me with her years of experience, for Scott with his ability with worship leadership to work with me and teach me, and for you all as a congregation to work with me and teach me and develop me into a pastor, and for me to work with you all in the community. So this is my calling. This is my walk. It wasn't one that I took lightly. It was one that I tried to run away from. The church community would not allow me to. And I thank God for that. Because I told you I had a great job, but I was never as happy going to work there as I am when I show up for work here. I come in, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to see what's going to come next. But I've learned through this process, as the good doctor said up here, my calling was to ministry. His calling was to medicine. Everybody has a calling in their lives. Live that calling, whatever it is. Don't fight that calling. If that calling is here at the church, wonderful. If that calling is to be in education, to work with the schools, go for it. But remember, wherever you go, take the church with you. Because the church is not these four walls. The church is you all. The church is the people around you, the people that you worship with, the people that you learn with, and hold each other accountable. Don't let each other run from what God is calling you to do. Amen.